For keeping it on your freeform station. We hope you're enjoying the music. 91.5 WMFO Medford and worldwide at WMFO.org.
My baby's building a sandcastle, and someday we're gonna live on the shore. But nowadays we just hold our breath until the meeting next Monday. And it's going through the roof, we're blowing through the roof. If only you guys could see us, me and my baby, we bicker. But I know the talented devil inside, and so we bond over raising toast to absent minds who paint the sky. Two absent minds expecting to fly. My baby does tend to contradict. It's only natural that it's going through the roof, but blowing through the roof. If only you guys could see that. I'm giving you the proof, I'm telling you the truth. They were gonna call tomorrow. Jump the rails and abandon this town. Sometimes I blush when imagining how big it's gonna be. Really, really blowing through the roof. We're going through the roof. If only the world would follow. I'm giving you the proof. What do I have to do to make sure you are believing? If only you guys could.
mirror reflecting the moves of your life, and in the river reflections of me. Just for a second, a glimpse of my father I see, and in a movement he beckons to me. And in a moment the memories are all that remain, and all the wounds are reopening again. We're blood brothers, we're blood brothers, we're blood brothers, we're blood brothers. And as you look all around at the world,
Hey, this is Chris from Strike the Box. I'm on every other Thursdays from noon to 2 p.m. here on WMFO in Medford. The show is 2 hours of freeform music, where I play just about anything and everything. And like a lot of other DJs on WMFO, I take requests. So if you want to hear it, and if I can find it, I'll put it on the air for you and on the internet. Whatever it is. How many other radio stations will do that for you, huh?
I love it so much.
you're a liberal defeat crat and your idea of a good time is to sit back and shoot crack cocaine into your eyeball while listening to jam band music followed by death metal, followed by hip-hop, followed by polka, followed by some ungodly classical music written by some European, y'all probably listen to WMFO in Medford because of the crack cocaine. Y'all probably enjoy it. So I suggest you mail a check to the trustees of Tufts College, WMFO, Attention, Satan, Post Office Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts, 02155.
Bass. And I have dearly paid. this carousel with its painted silver shell.
Steven Pinker, and you are tuned in to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, pure pleasure technology, Tufts freeform and educational radio.
Leave your cares behind, come with us and find the pleasures of the journey to the center of the mind. Someone else is mine.
it ain't easy, it ain't kind. I'm a person you don't know, and sometimes it hurts me so that I'm in someone else's mind. In someone else's mind. It's not exactly where I wanna be. In someone else's mind. It's not exactly what I wanted you to see. From how it used to be. Exactly where I want to be, in someone else's mind. It's not exactly what I wanted you to see.
how you began creating disco, 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 disco.
Trying to hold on to the back of the whale but as the wheel was pulled up the chute, it was difficult for the winchman to regulate, and he had to watch very carefully not to, with the swell of the vessel, with the swell of the sea running and the vessel moving, to stop the penguin from slipping off its back. The chute was quite steep. It was about, I would say, 30 degrees. And the little penguin climbed close to the tail of the whale, from which the whale was pulled up the chute. And the men were all standing around and watching and hoping that that penguin finally could kind of get up on deck. It took a long time to weave that last whale up. There was a swell, the winchman up on top had to watch and be as careful as possible not to jerk and increase the movement so that the little penguin could stay up on top. We got him to the stern of the chute. At the beginning of the chute, and we got the We kept on slowly pulling, and as we pulled, the little penguin slowly but surely went along the back of the wheel from the tail to the middle of the back. But at that time the sea was running heavy and the movement at the stern was rather erratic. Finally, when we got him up about three quarters of the way, I don't think there was a man working on the stern of the factory. They were all watching and hoping that the little penguin would get up on top, as the killer whales were just waiting down below and just